Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. This is your host, Jim Masters. We're here on Close Up Radio, which is a live broadcast series and a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. And we are here in the New York area in the United States, and it's a pleasure to have you with us. It's also a pleasure to have somebody quite special joining us here on the program from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was just mentioning to her I've been on some of our television shoots in Albuquerque, a great American city, and we're so excited to have amazing and extraordinary psychic Jen Bushman joining us here on Close Up Radio as our special guest. She's an owner of a business that really bears her name in such an extraordinary way, and there's a lot of aspects to her business that are not always easy for folks to always understand or to process, but the more evolved spirits are getting it, and thus proclaiming one's psychic gifts is an increasingly easy thing to say and less like coming out of a closet. By applying her specialized and channeled knowledge, people can learn about their soul's evolution and their life purpose. And we all need to and should know about our life's purpose. It just enriches our lives greatly when we do get in touch with what it is. She can help guide you to realize what it is, puts you really on a path to being more aware, and also to being able to grow and heal, which is also very important. Jen is what is known as a multidimensional channeler, meaning that she can tap into the third dimension, Earth, and the fifth dimension, where the crossed-over ones we see on TV reside, and more. And she's able to connect with spirit guides, interpret current and past lives, and even read star seeds, which is our origin in the universe, and birth star. Much of Jen's recognition comes from the tarot card readings she did on YouTube during the pandemic. She still has some of those followers, plus new fans of her posts on YouTube as well. Jen also does most readings remotely now. You know, with the technology, you can be anywhere around the world, and she incorporates Zoom into her repertoire. A full list of Jen's services can be found, of course, on her website, Jen Bushman. That's JenBushman.com. The site also features links to curated gems and rocks, crystals, and the jewelry fashioned from such high-quality and reasonably mined stones, responsibly mined stones as well. She's very passionate about the stones and laughingly calls them her babies. In fact, Jen is currently writing a book about the sacred geometry of crystals and how each one has a distinct energetic frequency. Very excited to welcome her for the next 30 minutes for this exclusive conversation and interview on Close Up Radio. We have a lot of folks listening from around the world, and we appreciate everybody tuning in. This episode will also be archived, so you'll be able to hear it again later on and share it with other folks as well. Once again, your host, Jim Masters, here on Close Up Radio. Time to welcome our special guest from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. Jen Bushman is here. Jen, welcome to the show. It is a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we're very excited to have you here as well. And I can feel that connective vibe as we speak, and I understand what you do and appreciate the work that you do as well. And when did you... Was there a time, an inspiring moment when you realized yourself that you had these wonderful gifts, or did other people notice this in you first? Tell us first about how you really, you know, understood what you had available within you that you share with the world and how things progressed from there.
Well, as a child, I was pretty wide open. And, you know, I could see spirits and I would know things about folks. I saw Sasquatch when I was four, and my family did not. And I, you know, I knew then that something was up. When I was in going into first grade, I was tested by a group of people, and they came into our school and asked if I had any abilities, anything that I could not explain. So I was kind of aware that I had something. You know, I could communicate telepathically with other children in elementary school. And then, you know, as time progressed, and that's what happens is with kids who are open, they get shut down, kind of, you know, because you realize that you live in a little bit of a different reality than maybe your parents or other friends and loved ones. So it progressed from there. And then as I grew and in my teens, I was a pretty depressed teen. A lot was going on. And so I had, you know, some dark moments of the soul. And in one of those, I met a gentleman who I thought was a volunteer firefighter, but it actually turned out to be my spirit guide, Pink Carmagia. So I call him Pink, and he is with me. So that was when I was 19 years old, and then I would see him throughout my lifetime. And when I was 22, I had another experience where I met my other guide, Courtney. And so, you know, it's a long story, but I thought I was crazy, and I kept it to myself. And then I sought out help. And I felt like I was delusional. Then I went on medications. And then later on, and I was depressed. I always felt very disconnected from myself, right, and from others, because I lived in this world where I knew things about people. I would see Pink. I would hear voices. I would, you know things. So it wasn't until I was about 50, I went in to another psychiatrist, and he was a young man. And so I was like, I had my list, you know, of medications I wanted to try. And I was like, I think we need to do some more electric shock treatments because I'd had 14 of those. And he just kind of smiled at me, and he was like, you know, you're the sanest crazy person I've ever met. Have you ever thought that you were psychic? And so from that moment, everything changed. And, you know, all those appointments, they kind of turned into like psychic coaching or something, right, where he was explaining to me my gift. So,
That's extraordinary. And thanks for being so open and authentic and real about that, because that's, you know, about your story, because that is makes you even more relatable to those who seek out your wisdom and your guidance. So thanks for sharing that. I mean, it's amazing that you connect with spirits and souls and different dimensions. Can you explain to us the different zones and what they actually mean to us all?
Well, the different zones or dimensions, there are many, many dimensions. And so I channel, you know, through the 12th dimension. When our souls are born, and what I've been shown is kind of like we plop out of the light and we join a circle of other souls. And we go off and we do our work. And, you know, it's like we work through the dimensions 1 through 15. Then we reunite in our, like a circle, envision that. and we become like one. We become our own collective consciousness, and we go back to the light. And I call it ascending to the sun. And then we go on and do our work from 15 and beyond back there. I've been shown what it looks like. It's difficult for me to explain because we are in the third dimension. So in the third dimension, we experience our whole lives through emotion. And time is linear. We have a past, a present, a future. And we live on a number line. So there's like a spiritual message from each dimension. The first dimension is when you are born. Second dimension is when you are kind of, you realize that you are part of. Third dimension, you are part of, which we live in here on Earth. But we experience emotion. Our whole lives are experienced and perceived and defined through emotion. And so that's why I'm really into soul contracts, because that's what it's all about. Fourth dimension, it's kind of like we don't really want to talk about that one. Fifth dimension, that's where our crossed over loved ones reside. It's our ancestors, loved ones. When we tap into mom or dad or grandma who is crossed over, that is what we are tapping into. So the sixth dimension is about the circle. Seventh dimension is where you build your foundation. Eighth dimension is about the Akashic records, your past, your present, your future. Ninth dimension is where you kind of collapse back on yourself, and it's where we become part of the light. So it's kind of like a black hole in a sense, if you want to envision it like that. And then you're almost reborn as if in the first dimension. But now you realize you are part of the light and become the light frequency. So the 10th, 11th, 12th dimensions, those are the light dimensions.
That's incredible. I don't think that everybody knows about all the different dimensions too. You know, we always hear about the fifth and others, but thanks for breaking that out for us. You know, as we were talking about some of those inner beginnings for you, I heard you once thought that something, again, was fatally wrong, and you sought out the medication and the mental professional help, which, again, leads to all of this. And I'm glad that you were able to really deduce the gifts that you have and that journey to awareness and acceptance of your psychic gifts. You have certainly, as a result of the understanding and appreciation of it, have been able to help so many people since that pivotal time in your life, right?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yes. You know, because when I was talking to the doctor, right, and he was like, you know, have you ever thought that you're psychic? And I was like, no, you know, because then I thought,
right,
here we go again. I'm crazy. I'm delusional. I'm making all this up, right? But then he explained to me that he said, I know you are because I am. And I was like, whoa. And he said, I am fascinated by how folks who they can ride that cusp of kind of psychosis and having psychic ability. And so it really made me see, like, wow, that there is this time and space where we kind of can ride both. You know, that a lot of folks are probably experiencing this reality here on Earth in a very skewed way, when it can be much gentler and loving, right? And that's what I'm into. So it led me into soul contracts and kind of the contracts that we make. They're pre-birth agreements that we make, and then we also make agreements when we are alive here on Earth in this dimension. Because we experience our whole life through emotion, we look at relationships as energy, and that's how I see them. So in order for us to have the light, we need to have the dark. And if you look at relationships as energy, you see how that is reflected back to you. It's a way to kind of look and make sense of your experience in an energetic place, where you can look at everyone as players on the stage in your life. Instead of getting caught up in the pain or trauma or the drama, it can allow you to kind of separate out and see your experience and why it is. And when it makes sense, then you can transmute that energy out of your energetic sphere. It's one thing, like, Jim, I was in therapy all the time for years and years because I thought I was, you know, really nuts. But what I learned was that that's wonderful because it can help you map out, like, your whole soul system and your experience and see all the players on the stage. But I've just learned to take it one step further and transmute that energy out of my soul. And that's what I love to help people do, so that they can make sense and feel good, move on.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. That's right, exactly, which you do so beautifully. You, as I mentioned, you developed quite a fan club after posting some tarot card readings over on YouTube back in 2020. And without, I guess, getting into maybe certain details, but maybe you can share what the experience has been like.
Oh, I totally love it. I started throwing, you know, like you said, during the pandemic, I was really isolated, just like everybody else. And so I was throwing cards like on current events and just having fun and, you know, really found my tribe, my people, and, you know, being, you know, having the benefits of my guides to help me see things. You know, I knew that I was meeting people and we were finding each other again. It's pretty neat, but it was fun. It was a way for me to kind of to read, you know, because before I was doing something very different for work and wasn't really living my purpose. I really enjoyed it, but this was a way that I found myself, and I was able to use my psychic gift kind of in the closet, right, because I was using the cards and just reading on current events and stuff. And then it moved into doing readings for people, and then, you know, the channel changed. But I just love everyone that it's a fun, fun thing to do. And
isn't that great?
It was People
sort of discovered, you know, who you are and your background a little bit and why you loved it, what you're doing. I've had tarot card readings done a couple of times, and it was really amazing. I had one done by a tarot card reader who specifically wanted me to come. She actually asked me to visit her because she said, I have to do your cards. I'm like, really? She says, there's something about your aura, your vibe. I have to do it. I'm being compelled to do it. And she flipped the cards, and everything that she had flipped at that time, a few years back, matched everything that was occurring. And then about 30 days later, another tarot card reader had contacted me, not knowing that that I had just had it done by somebody else 30 days ago. This other person contacted me, who was deeply involved. I mean, had charts and graphs and like a scientist, incredible, extraordinary, thick reports, you know, as a result of the tarot card readings. And every card that he flipped matched everything that was flipped 30 days earlier by the other person who asked me to come see them, which was really, really amazing. And then I had somebody who I work with also on PBS, a TV host colleague of mine, who was compelled to do my astrological chart. She said, I'm getting a vibe. I have to do your astrological chart, which was really, did you ever have that where you are being compelled to do somebody's readings and things of that nature, you know, almost before they come to you, you're already getting this pull of, I have to do and figure things out with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, spirit can knock your socks off like that, right? I mean,
yeah.
You wouldn't, you can see through cards like that, but they're lovely divination tools, and there's all kinds of tools out there. But yes, absolutely, I feel really compelled and really pulled towards different energies. Like Jimmy Carter comes to me quite a bit. Same with John McCain comes through and will be here in my office at times. Coco Chanel, a lot of chefs, because I was in the hospitality industry before.
So a lot
of the female winemakers, the champagne houses. But yeah, like with people in my sphere, usually in dream time when I'm waking up, probably around 3 a.m. or so, I start to all dream. I think it's that dream place that I go to. And you're right. I will see people or energies, and at times I don't know who they are. But then during that day when I'm doing a reading for someone, I'll be like, oh, there you are. That makes sense. And then I understand, and I'll give them the message of what I dreamed about. Yeah, it's pretty interesting like if someone books an appointment, okay, so they're in my sphere now, and then it's almost like we unite. And then once I give folks their reading, a lot of times that happens where it will present itself earlier, and then it'll make sense when I'm sitting with them.
It's incredible. Let's talk about some of the services that you offer, Jen, to help people really get clear and connect with their spirit guides and become healthier and more successful.
Okay. Well, I do spirit guide readings where they're general. It's more of a general reading. I tap into your spirit guides and my spirit guides, and we'll get a message. But I love it when folks are really detailed and have a question, you know, and we really get to the root of figuring out what is going on and why. Because I'm all about soul contracts, like I said, my guide Pink is. That's kind of the place I go to. I go to the dimensional self. So I can see your starseed origins, you know, where you came from, maybe your birth star, your birthplace. And, you know, it can help folks kind of with their purpose. Understanding what it is that brought them to the third dimension. Understand there's no judgment in the dimensions, and I want to make that clear. Like, if you were born in the sixth dimension, and which I was, and my girlfriend, she was born in the ninth dimension, my best friend, she, it doesn't mean that she is, like, more evolved or anything. It's because we live in the third dimension, we want to understand it, you know, in chronological order. And, you know, we're used to seeing things higher on a number line as, you know, maybe having more weight or something. But it's just a placeholder. So that is like a starseed reading that I do. I do coaching and mentorship with folks. I do soul contract coaching where we see one of your soul contracts and then we work on it. I also teach a class around soul contracts. I work with kids. I love working with kids. That's the psychic junior mentorship. You know, kids, they kind of come back into their abilities around 10, 11, 12. I mean, it happens at all ages, but these kids, and a lot more of them are being born now, Jim, that are really, really intuitive and gifted. And there's this separation, you know, they feel like a lot of them start to homeschool. They feel separate, like they don't belong. And so I just help them to understand their superpower, that they're really superheroes and can help move humanity along. Mm-hmm. So I love that. Mm-hmm. I work with, you know, older folks in their psychic abilities and waking up to their gifts and on all different levels. But I teach lots of classes, meditation and sacred geometry, soul contracts. And then I have a rock shop. I love the frequency of stone, healing with stone. So,
yes, you do. You have the ability for people to shop for the rocks, gems, and crystals that you feature in your rock shop. And is that nearby your home in the Southwest? And is it true that the stones each have a special frequency that can aid in mindful journeys and healing?
Yes, very good. Yes. I get them at different shows, and there are lots of places around me here in New Mexico where I source them from. But it's really important to me that I do an energy read pretty much on each stone. So, and it's important to me that they be single-sourced, that they come from single-sourced mines, like family-owned mines, where everything is treated and understood that this is, it's a sacred practice in a way, right? That you can use the frequency of stone to heal, and it's used in lots of cultures, and even our faraway friends use stone to heal and communicate, and I just love them. I have a real affinity for rocks. I always have. As a kid, my room was just full of rocks. And as an adult, everywhere I go, if I go on vacation, I'd always bring a rock home. Or I love them very much, have a real affinity for them.
That's fantastic. Really, really is. I want to make mention, jenbushman.com is the website. Jen Bushman, BUSHMAN.com, to learn about readings as well as, of course, the rocks, crystals, and gems that are available in the rock shop. She's currently writing a book about the sacred geometry of crystals, which is fantastic. And we've got about a minute or so left, Jen. This has been an extraordinary conversation thus far, and look forward to hopefully having you back and maybe even meeting you in person with the television side of what we do with close-up television and radio. But do you have a parting message for our listeners from around the world who are tuned in right now listening to this fascinating conversation?
I would say that no matter where you are on your journey, you are beautiful and you are loved. And I love you.
We love you back, Jen Bushman. We are so excited. I know you're excited and passionate about what you do, and it runs through you. You're sort of like a facilitator, a conduit of the energy. Thanks so much for stopping by Close Up Radio for this episode. I thoroughly enjoyed it myself, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I absolutely have with you, Jen.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jim, and everyone out there. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You are very, very welcome. I'm sure this will not be the last time that we're chatting. Really extraordinary. She's a multidimensional channeler as well, and absolutely loves what she does, and she's gifted at it. For everybody here at Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Radio, we thank you very much for being with us. I'm your host, Jim Masters. And don't forget, this will be archived so you can hear it again. And stay tuned. I'll be back momentarily with another fascinating guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us. Have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.